You're tuned into Book Choice on Fine Music Radio with me, your host, Paige Nick, and I'm joined in the studio by Mzuma Kete, who's pulled together all this fabulous fine music for us. Up next, we're joined by another author, and this is Justin Fox. Right, so Justin Fox is a novelist, a travel writer. He's also a poet and a photographer, and he's the author of over, wait for it, 20 books, including Place and his latest release, which is called Hell Run Tobruk. I'm going to ask him if I'm saying that properly. And that continues his World War II naval adventure series. There's more. He's also the former editor of Getaway magazine, and he holds a doctorate in English from Oxford University. Wait, there's more. He's also been a part-time lecturer at the University of Cape Town for 2 decades. His work has earned recognition, including shortlistings for the Alan Paton Award, a South African Literary Award, and the Olive Schreiner Prize for Literature. I would go on because he's done so much more, but this show is only an hour. So I want to chat about his new series of books, which is a whole new thing. They're calling him a naval yarn spinner, which I just love. Justin is that very rare thing, a hugely successful South African author. And he's going to be at the Franschhoek Literary Festival, where he's going to be wearing a couple of different hats. Justin, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Paige. Thanks for having me.
I'm amazed you have time to do this. You've got so much going on. But let's start about the books you're going to be promoting at this year's Franschhoek Literary Festival.
Yeah, Paige, there are two. It's really two books. It's the two most recent books, one fiction, one nonfiction. In my one talk, I'll be focusing on Hell Run Tobruk, which is my latest sort of Second World War historical novel. And the other is my travel book called Place, which is about a series of journeys around South Africa, looking at the landscapes through the eyes of great South African authors like Herman Charles Bosman and J.M. Coetzee and so on. So those are the two hats I'll be wearing at Franschhoek this year.
That's fascinating. And I know for a fact that both of these books have been incredibly successful. And I'm also quite pleased. I think I said it right. Hell Run Tobruk, right?
You did. You did. Yes, Paige. Yeah.
So who would you say would enjoy both of these books? You can maybe chat about each one of them. Who do you think they'd talk to?
I think The Place, the South African Literary Journeys, is about South Africans who love local literature. So I deal with 9 South African authors, and they are the classics, the greats that we will all know, from Olive Schreiner to J.M. Coetzee to De Leon Mateer to Sir Percy Fitzpatrick. And so it's people who love good travel writing and love South African literature. In a sense, it's the kind of readers I was catering for as the editor of Getaway magazine, people who like to get out on the open road. And what I did is went traveling around South Africa with great books in my backpack and looking at the landscape through the eyes of authors. So that would be a kind of a more general South African reader who loves travel writing and literature. For the Second World War novels, they're sort of traditional historical novels that are very much trying to capture the spirit of Place. The first two novels are looking at sort of Simonstown, Cape Town, Fishhook, Glencairn during the Second World War. So yes, they're war novels that have quite a lot of naval battles, but they also have romance and attempt to capture the spirit of Place. Where the third one, the one that's just been released, is set in Egypt, primarily in Alexandria and Cairo. And so my uncles and my father and my aunts were all up north during the Second World War, serving in the South African army. And so I'm trying to capture a world and a vision through what would have been their eyes in the 1940s, but still having a good thriller yarn going and quite a lot of naval battles and so on.
That's really interesting with both of them. And I'm not surprised that you've really hit your market on both of them, because, you know, I'm not much of a nonfiction reader. I mostly read fiction just because there's only so many hours in the day. But from the second I first heard about Place, it really has spoken to me, and I'm very much looking forward to reading it. I wanted to ask you, it's gone to reprint a couple of times, Place. How many times has that book gone to reprint?
It's gone 8 times in the last year, and I think we're coming up for the 9th print run now. So, yeah, it's done, certainly in South African terms, it's done very, very well.
I mean, that's just phenomenal. Did you ever imagine that it was going to do that, or has it taken you by surprise?
Completely by surprise. I'm used to writing fairly humble South African travel books that go through, hardly stagger through one print run and then sort of disappear. And it's been more a labor of love with not much faith in ever selling really big numbers. So this has come as a surprise and a shock, a very pleasant surprise, I might add. It's wonderful to be selling a South South African nonfiction travel book at those kind of numbers. So I'm incredibly happy about the way Place has done.
Yeah. Absolutely. What do you chalk it up to? What do you think has caused the success of this? This kind of, I think you can call it a run. You can absolutely call it a runaway success.
I think it's the combination of travel writing and touching on great South African literature. So I think in this book, everybody that loves South African literature will find an author that they are passionate about. And then I try to get in under the skin of that author and look at the landscape through the eyes of the author and their characters. And I think that combination, the kind of alchemy of fiction and nonfiction in a geographical space, has somehow caught the imagination of readers. And it's been great. It's been a wonderful ride.
It absolutely has caught the imagination. And that's not to say that Hell Run Tobruk and your Jack Pembroke series hasn't, because that has also been a wildfire success. But I think for people to really understand this, it's important that they go to Franschhoek Literary Festival, go to your panels, and find out more about this. I wish we had more time, and maybe we can extend this to another show and go into a more detailed interview about your Hell Run Tobruk, your Jack Pembroke World War II series. But I wanted to ask you, Justin, because I'm always curious with writers, what are you reading right now? What's on your bedside table and on your to-read pile?
I've just finished reading Samantha Harvey's Orbital, which won the Booker Prize last year, about the International Space Station. But it's a wonderful lyrical, poetic look at planet Earth from above, with all sorts of philosophical and psychological threads that are woven into the story. But it's completely captivated me as a piece of creative nonfiction. So that's what I've just finished.
And I love that Orbital, but I wanted to say it's also travel writing, if you think about it. It's a version of travel writing.
Exactly. And so I always sort of have a fiction and a non-fiction on my bedside table. So the non-fiction is I'm reading an H.V. Morton, A Traveler in Southern Italy, because I'm heading to Italy in June, and I've never been to Southern Italy, and I want to kind of walk in his footsteps, kind of the Amalfi Coast and down to Puglia and so on. So I'm reading kind of good old traditional travel writing.
That's
and
incredible.
Then I'm also reading a sort of a Napoleonic War naval series by Alexander Kent. And that's because at the back of my brain, I'm thinking of starting another series at some point of naval fiction, but I want to set it in South Africa in the late 1700s, the sort of Napoleonic era, and hang it on the battles of Musenberg and the battle of Saldanha and the battle of Blouberg. And so I've got something brewing at the back of my mind, and as a consequence, I'm trying to read a lot of Napoleonic naval fiction, of which there is some fantastic stuff out there.
That's remarkable. I just got a little bit of insight into your browser history and what that must look like. Justin Fox, thank you so much. I'm looking forward to seeing you at Franschhoek. I'm looking forward to reading more about your travels, and I can't wait to see more of your runaway success. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Paige.
That was Se Sibon by Emile Minnie, and you're tuned into Book Choice, our very special Franschhoek Literary Festival edition, right here on Fine Music Radio, with me, your host, Paige Nick, and our musical host, Mzu Maketa. And this whole show is sponsored by Exclusive Books. We're so grateful for them.